Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. The text that we'll be using is Gateway to Happiness. We're now on the preface, page 15. Happiness is a skill that can be learned. The essential factor whether or not you will live a happy life is not based so much on external factors such as wealth, success, or fame, or any other positive situations, but in your own attitudes towards life, towards yourself, towards other people, and towards events and situations. Regardless of how you have viewed these areas in the past, you can presently change your attitudes and master the attribute of happiness. Because what are attitudes? Attitudes are your thoughts. And we select and choose our thoughts. So regardless of how we've looked at things until now, at this very moment, you can choose new ways, better ways, highly improved ways of looking at things, of understanding yourself, of understanding other people, of how you look at other events. And we're going to elaborate on this. But just knowing that, because some people might say, oh, I'm a happy person or I'm not a happy person. Whatever way you're going to define yourself at this moment is only the way you're thinking about yourself this moment. But we can upgrade it. We can elevate it. We can look of things in better ways, much better ways. And that gives us hope, because hope is ultimately a number one factor in our belief in our change, our belief in our be able to make new choices, better choices, because you're constantly choosing throughout your life. You choose what you think, you choose what you say, and you choose what you do. And therefore, we have the ability to increase our happiness, a level of happiness, because happiness is an emotional state. Happiness is the state that we're in when we feel good, when we have appreciation, when we have gratitude. And it, ultimately, to know exactly what we mean by happiness, you have to have experiences of happiness, which all have. In our memory bank, we all have many, many moments of happiness, of joy. Because just as a picture, the only way you can know what something looks like, you have to see it. You can't describe it adequately with words. To hear beautiful music, you have to experience that beautiful music. Describing music with words doesn't do justice. So too, when we talk about happiness and joy, we're talking about moments in your life that you felt this joy, moments in your life when you felt happiness. So when we're thinking about happiness, what does it mean for you to be happy? When you see other people that are happy and joyful, think about what that would mean. How are they talking? And just looking at them, what do you feel that they're experiencing? So we're here in this series now of going through Gateway to Happiness. We are going to be thinking about ways to keep developing ourselves and developing this level in ourselves.